listening to NOAA Weather Radio Station WXL36 serving Las Vegas and the greater Las Vegas Valley in southern Nevada. The station broadcasts on a frequency of 162.55 MHz and is programmed at the National Weather Service office in Las Vegas. Current weather information from the National Weather Service is also available on the internet at weather.gov. Again, that address is weather.gov. Excessive heat warning in effect until 8 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time Monday. The forecast for Boulder Basin, tonight, clear. Light winds. Waves less than a foot. Lows in the lower to mid 80s. Saturday, sunny. Light winds. Waves less than a foot. Highs 101 to 105. Saturday night, clear. Light winds. Waves less than a foot. Lows in the mid to upper 80s. Sunday, sunny. Light winds. Waves less than a foot. Highs 103 to 107. Sunday night, clear. Light winds. Waves less than a foot. Lows in the mid to upper 80s. Labor Day, sunny. Northwest winds under 10 miles per hour. Waves less than a foot. Highs 102 to 106. The forecast for Virgin Basin, Overton Arm, Temple Basin, tonight, clear. Light winds. Waves less than a foot. Lows near 80. Saturday, sunny. Light winds becoming west under 10 miles per hour in the afternoon. Waves less than a foot. Highs 101 to 105. Saturday night, clear. Light winds. Waves less than a foot. Lows in the lower to mid 80s. Sunday, sunny. Light winds becoming northwest under 10 miles per hour in the afternoon. Waves less than a foot. Highs 103 to 107. Sunday night, clear. Light winds. Waves less than a foot. Lows in the lower to mid 80s. Labor Day, sunny. Northwest winds under 10 miles per hour. Waves less than a foot. Highs 102 to 106. The forecast for Lake Mojave, highest waves are expected across Cottonwood Basin then southward to Davis Dam. Tonight, clear. Light winds. Waves less than a foot. Lows in the mid to upper 80s. Saturday, sunny. Light winds becoming south under 10 miles per hour in the afternoon. Waves less than a foot. Highs 112 to 116. Saturday night, clear. Light winds. Waves less than a foot. Lows in the upper 80s. Sunday, sunny. South winds under 10 miles per hour shifting to the northwest in the afternoon. Waves less than a foot. Highs 112 to 116. Sunday night, clear. Light winds. Waves less than a foot. Lows in the upper 80s. Labor Day, sunny. Northwest winds under 10 miles per hour. Waves 1 to 1.5 feet. Highs 112 to 116. Thunderstorms implying gusty, erratic winds and waves. Strong winds can occur before any rain or lightning. Always remain up to date on the weather forecast. The current time is 4:15 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. And now the weather synopsis for the Mojave Desert and the Southern Great Basin region. Extremely hot and dangerous temperatures are expected across the area over Labor Day weekend. Much cooler temperatures and windy conditions are on tap for midweek with a return to hotter temperatures late next week. The forecast for the Las Vegas Valley. Excessive heat warning in effect until 8 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time Monday. Tonight, clear. Lows 80 to 84 on the west side of the valley, 82 to 85 on the east side. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour shifting to the west after midnight. Saturday, sunny. Highs around 110 on the west side of the valley, 110 to 113 on the east side. North winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, shifting to the southeast in the afternoon. Saturday night, clear. Lows 82 to 86 on the west side of the valley, 83 to 87 on the east side. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, shifting to the west after midnight. Sunday, sunny. Highs 109 to 112 on the west side of the valley, 111 to 114 on the east side. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunday night, mostly clear. Lows 82 to 86 on the west side of the valley, 84 to 87 on the east side. West winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Excessive heat warning remains in effect until 8 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, or 8 p.m. Mountain Standard Time Monday. What? Dangerously hot conditions with temperatures up to 113. Where? Portions of northwest Arizona, southeast California, and south central and southern Nevada. When? Until 8 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, or 8 p.m. Mountain Standard Time Monday. Impacts. Extreme heat will significantly increase the potential for heat-related illnesses, particularly for those working or participating in outdoor activities. Drink plenty of fluids, stay in an air-conditioned room, stay out of the sun, and check up on relatives and neighbors. Young children and pets should never be left unattended in vehicles under any circumstances. Take extra precautions if you work or spend time outside. When possible, reschedule strenuous activities to early morning or evening. Know the signs and symptoms of heat exhaustion and heat stroke. Wear lightweight and loose-fitting clothing when possible. To reduce risk during outdoor work, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration recommends scheduling frequent rest breaks in shaded or air-conditioned environments. Anyone overcome by heat should be moved to a cool and shaded location. Heat stroke is an emergency. Call 911. The observations for the local area at 4 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time on Friday, September 4th. At McCarran International Airport, it was sunny. The temperature was 108 degrees, the dew point 22, and the relative humidity 5%. The wind was variable at 5 miles an hour, and the barometric pressure was 29.91 inches and falling. Other observations around the valley. It was sunny. It was 110 at the North Las Vegas Airport and 109 at Nellis Air Force Base. Elsewhere around the state, skies ranged from sunny to mostly sunny. It was 107 at the Mercury Desert Rock Airport and 100 at Reno. Reports in Southern California. It was mostly sunny. It was 111 at Barstow Daggett and 115 at Needles.